I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call the program tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'd like to say hello to everybody in an Aftermath chat tonight. All gathered together. They subscribe to aftermath.media. You can subscribe too. Be part of the family. It's a digital playground they're very proud of, and we want you to participate in it. So please sign up. It supports the show, keeps us lit, keeps us happy, and of course, it's a lot of fun. Videos and documents and all kinds of cool things. Everything you need to do your own research and to, you know, when people say to you, well, where do you get that research? You say, I get it from aftermath.media. You should try it too. Just spread the word, like, pass on, say, hey, you know, this is the reason why I know the things I know and I can tell you what's happening. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. It's 503-225-0860. Tonight is it's kind of an out of the ordinary type of paranormal show, because usually around this time, we do shows like this around October. But I'm going to be at the Ghost Festival. It's the Oregon Ghost Festival. It's happening at in Seaside. This weekend, I'm going to be there on Saturday. And it's going to be in Seaside. It's the Ghost Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I want to tell you that, you know, it gave me an opportunity to look at these movies and everything that are coming out about, you know, the you know, paranormal stuff that's coming. It's going to be a really fun time, I think, in the movie theaters. And so, there are things that remind you of how old you are, how old you're getting. For example, I was in the theater to see the second Dune movie, and all of a sudden, without warning, there was a preview for Ghostbusters, and it's this movie called Frozen Empire. And I was surprised because, I mean, let's go back to the, what, late 80s? It's how old this movie, the franchise is. And it didn't seem like long ago, there was the woke Ghostbusters with the women. It was a female version of Ghostbusters. And then there was a moving tribute, Ghostbusters Afterlife, which actually, in my opinion, breathed new life into Ghostbusters, the franchise. I'm a big fan of Ghostbusters. And I guess it's been pretty much that long ago that amateur ghost hunters picked up their EMF meters, their tape recorders and cameras, and realized that from time to time, strange apparitions often appear in those deep, dark, haunted spaces. Ghost busting or ghost hunting was always a rumor when I was a kid. And there were stories that if you left a tape recorder in a graveyard, you would be able to hear the dead whisper. Well, after the movies Poltergeist, and then, of course, Ghostbusters, when those movies were in theaters, suddenly there were mediums all over the place. Psychics somehow were able to draw the ghosts to them, holding seances, that sort of thing. And, of course, I've been on many ghost hunts. I was even attacked by a ghost that was believed to be the Zodiac Killer in Martinez, California. So after that, I kind of limited my ghost hunting trips. And of course, I was getting a bit too old to be running and climbing into cramped spaces to find orbs and wispy entities. I have gone into the Shanghai tunnels. We went into Damish Hospital, which had a lot of caves and underground facilities to go into. And it was really difficult because there wasn't much room. You had to really, you know, get down underneath the facility to go ghost hunting. But see, that doesn't mean, though, that, you know, my studies about paranormal phenomena, especially ghosts, have waned. I have taken on, actually, a new perspective on what ghosts might be. And I can say that it is the science behind what the Ghostbusters actually do in sci-fi movies. If you remember in the Ghostbusters movie, they have these packs that they wear. They have the guns and the packs and you know, people wear them as Halloween costumes now. But the idea that you have this positron collider on your back. And what it does is it functions by colliding high energy positrons to generate its proton beam. And the beam allows a Ghostbuster to contain and hold a negatively charged ectoplasmic entity. It's kind of like a lasso, okay? So they're lassoing the ghost. They put him into a containment trap. And their proton packs are key to all of this. And even though what you see in the movies is fiction, there are proton cannons that do exist. And you know, one of the most famous one, the Large Hadron Collider at CERN in Switzerland. That is basically a larger version of what the Ghostbusters allegedly carry on their backs in the science fiction world. So in the film, we're told that ghosts are made up of psychokinetic energy, which is comprised of three parts, electrons, neutrons, and ectoplasm. And both the electron and the ectoplasm have negative charges, thus making the ghost negatively charged. The proton pack then emits a particle stream consisting of protons and raw nuclear energy. The electric charges attract and then trapping the ghost in the stream. I mean, it functions as kind of a lasso, as I said. So the traps work in similar manner. Inside, there is a positively charged laser grid that keeps the ghost trapped in that little box. So the ectozone uses exactly the same principle. It's just bigger, has more lasers. So the proton pack in the original Ghostbusters, if you look at the science behind it, it had a cyclotron. It incorporated a cyclotron, which used two electrodes. So the particle starts in the middle, spirals outwards, and gains speed as it does. But in the real world, something similar, albeit primitive, can be accomplished using a synchrotron, which can vary the magnetic field into a ring instead of a spiral. So it's a circular particle accelerator rather than a Large Hadron Collider type particle accelerator. But using a synchrotron implies that it must be superconducting because you would need incredibly high magnetic fields in a very compact form to have a ghost come in and you can lasso it. So you have a superconducting magnet that needs to be cooled to a cryogenic temperature during the operation of the use of the weapon or whatever you want to call it. So this would require some form of coolant, cryocooling, a bunch of other. I mean, there's some scientists in Germany that have patterned this out using the formulas, and it's just a fascinating topic because it does include some of the particle acceleration and the slamming of particles that happen at CERN. And it's a wonder that CERN has not found a way to quantify ghosts. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.